Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's open the show today.
Test, test, test.
On a sunny street corner.
Okay.
In New Jersey.
So where are we now?
We are on Washington Street, which is the main thoroughfare in Hoboken.
It's a nice day in Hoboken. People are out and about after work.
Is that sangria? What are you guys drinking here? Right.
And we're here with a guy. His name's John Horgan.
I'm a science journalist.
He's also a teacher.
Ooh, it is hot.
And yeah. John is out today with our producer, Lulu Miller, doing what he often does.
Okay, here comes someone.
Which is to go up to someone he doesn't know.
Excuse me, sir. We're doing a survey. It'll only take a minute at most.
A minute I can give you.
Okay. And he asked them this one question.
Here's the question. Will humans ever stop fighting wars once and for all?
No. Because of greed and one-upsmanship.
To explain, John has been asking this question. Will humans ever stop fighting wars? For years. Because for him, this question, it's not just about war. It gets at something really basic. Do we feel we can change who we are? In any case, the first time it popped out of his mouth, it was 2003, and a friend had asked him to give a talk at a church just a few days after the first invasion of Iraq.
And so here I was in this church, and I can remember the mood was very somber. I was determined to try to make people feel that, okay, this is a setback, but still, you've got to believe that peace is possible, and I tried to list all the reasons.
And as he was making his case and getting worked up, he looked at the 60 or so people who were there in the audience. He said, all right, how many of you here believe that war will end someday?
And I think one or two people raised their hands.
Out of 60. And John thought, wait, is this really who we are?
And so that's actually when I started reading as much as I can about all these things and dug up some surveys from the 1980s.
What he found was that about 20 years ago, people were asking this question.
Do you think war will ever end?
Taking surveys. Now, granted, they were not the most scientific of surveys, but what the results seemed to indicate is that we used to be optimistic back in the 80s.
Only one in three thought that war is inevitable.
Huh. So it was a minority.
Yeah.
Whereas today...
Will humans ever stop fighting wars once and for all?
If you take that question to the streets of Hoboken as we did, you'll find...
No.
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 About 9 out of 10 people
no.
saying no. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
No.
No.
Never.
No.
Never?
No.
Now, depressingly, the worst part is that when he asked them the next question, why do you think this? Invariably, he gets... Something like...
I think there's a human nature is to for greed and to always want more.
It's just...
Human nature.
A lot of people are big dumb animals and they're just going to keep fighting over useless things.
It's in our genes. It's just the way people are.
And I don't think we're ever going to learn.
Why do you say that?
I just think that it's too ingrained in our human nature.